Muchas gracias, presidenta.
Thank you, Chair. I hope that you can hear me. Correctly, I would like to join others in welcoming the delegation of Luxembourg. I certainly hope that our dialogue will be constructive. I'm going to ask two questions today on question 9 and question 10. Nine first. The State Party has informed us that the inclusion of an express reference to the right to life in the Constitution is being addressed in the context of a proposed constitutional reform of the second chapter of the Constitution that was presented on 29 April 2021. As I understand it, the head of delegation made mention of this constitutional reform. I would ask for additional information on the current status of that constitutional reform in Parliament, and when do you think that it could be acted upon in Parliament? I would also like to know, if I might, if the non-existence of an express constitutional norm on the right to life has given rise to any practical problem in Luxembourg, for example, as regards the jurisprudence in the courts. What has been the jurisprudence? How has that been handled when this issue of the right to life comes before the courts? I'd like to refer now to question 10, this is also linked to the right to life and the prevention of torture. I would ask the State Party to inform as to whether there are statistics on deaths or injuries suffered by people as a result of the use of firearms by the police in the under law 28 July 1973, which grants broad authority to the police and the gendarmerie to use these weapons. I would also ask the delegation if they could provide information as regards the following question: the gendarmerie and the police, do they effectively make use of their firearms in the fight against crime, or are the cases rather isolated? If possible, it would be helpful if we could have data, annual numbers on this one. And then lastly, along the same lines of this question 10, I should like to have information on the current state of play with the draft law on the use of weapons mentioned by the State Party in their response to paragraph 10 in the list of issues. Those are my questions. Thank you very much.